Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we finished Jeremiah 42, verses 13 through chapter 43, verse 1. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 43, verse 2 today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is Dr. Andy Bloom welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we start the final portion of our short study on Jeremiah chapters 42 through 44. And today we'll be looking at chapters 43, and we'll continue on over the next days all the way on through chapter 44. I hope you have pencil and paper ready, and you'll take notes as we go along. And also, you'll take down our mailing address or our website so that you can email me. We want to hear from you. We enjoy answering your Bible questions as well as being able to answer your letters that have other inquiries in them as well. The Lamp and Light broadcast is designed to take the listener through a book of the Bible, verse by verse. We use the Old King James Bible, and we do that for a couple of reasons. One, because it comes from the very best manuscripts, and it's the only one that comes from the very best manuscripts, and it comes from the right manuscripts. So that's one reason we use it. And another reason is because we do word studies. We try to be accurate, and so we must use the right Bible. And then we stick to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretations of scriptures. Our motto is from Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love. It's our intention to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, without compromise nor apology. This broadcast began in April of 2000, and my friend, I hope that it will be a blessing to you for many more years to come. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in Jeremiah chapter 43, and today we'll start at verse 2. Now, Israel, to give you a background here of where we are, has rebelled against God. First, the kingdom was divided with 10 tribes on one side and 2 tribes on the other. The 10 tribes go to captivity after nearly 300 years. Now the kingdom of Judah will go into captivity. And Jerusalem is devastated. The temple is no more. The walls are torn down. Most of the people have been either killed or carried off into captivity. Mainly, the poor of the land are left. So Nebuchadnezzar appoints one man to stay and govern those that are left, and that man's name is Gedaliah. But Gedaliah is assassinated. The people left are led by Azariah and Johanan, and they get rid of those who assassinated Gedaliah. But now, they're fearful that Nebuchadnezzar may come back and kill them or take them into captivity. So they plan to head toward Egypt. But then they say, well, let's ask God if we should do this. So they ask Jeremiah to pray because, so far, God has told Jeremiah everything he was going to do, and it's happened exactly that way. And so they tell Jeremiah, pray for us, find out what God wants us to do, and they add the statement, whatever God wants us to do, we'll do it. So Jeremiah prays for them. And God gives his answer. And his answer is, now, if you'll stay in the land, I'll bless you, but if not, I'll judge you. Then Jeremiah adds in chapter 42, verses 20 through 22, the fact that you folks, when you asked me to pray for you, acted like you meant it. But God knows your heart. You're a hypocrite. You said one thing, hey, but you meant another. And even after they've seen all that God has done to the others, the devastation, the killing, the captivity, these people who had rebelled against God, and God shows the outcome of that, even after all of that, what happens? Well, these people, and this is hard to believe, but these people decide they know what's best better than what God knows what's best for them. And one might say they're just simply carrying on the tradition of their fathers. Now, what I want you to first see is the rejection of the truth. And we see that here in the 43rd chapter in verses 2 through 4. Now, he says, then spake Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, go into Egypt, to sojourn there. He didn't say not to go, is what you're saying. Well, Jeremiah gave them what they'd asked, but they didn't want what they got. Sometimes people refuse to accept God's verdict. And some people receive the rebukes of God with dignity, humility, and love because they know God has rebuked them in kindness. Others rebel. And that's what these people are doing. And they lashed out at the messenger here in our text. And Jeremiah is just God's messenger. He's not the one that formed the message. It was God's message. He's just delivering it. Yet, they had in their own law, their own history, a long list of God's warnings about going back to Egypt. Do you remember back when the children that were in the wilderness were going to try to go back to Egypt? Boy, God rained down death and destruction on many of those. And these people have been warned of that. So it's not something that the Bible hadn't already taught them and they should have already learned. But then we go to verse 3 here of chapter 43 of Jeremiah, and he says, but Baruch, the son of Neriah, setteth the on against us for to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captives into Babylon. Now, I think that this is interesting here. After accusing Jeremiah of not telling them the truth, they evidently realize, well, man, that doesn't sound right. I mean, Jeremiah, he's always told the truth. So now they have to add something to their story to kind of change it around a little bit. They say, well, Baruch has set you to do this, that we might be put to death, or that we might be carried away captives. Now, what is this showing? Well, this is simply showing that their fear of Nebuchadnezzar is much greater than their fear of God. Aren't we reminded of Proverbs where the Holy Spirit tells us that the fear of man bringeth a snare? Well, this will definitely be true in this case. We think of people who have compromised for economic sake in these times. I think of parents who have left standards they once stood for and defended because now their teens didn't like that standard. Their own children becoming teenagers and young adults, and they turn their backs on those standards, and so all of a sudden these parents leave those standards because they're afraid they'll lose their children, and they fear their children more than they fear God. Instead of leading their children, they feed their rebellion. Oh, how dumb are their statements. Baruch he is actually an assistant to Jeremiah. Matter of fact, Jeremiah chapter 45 and verse 5, we'll see that Jeremiah rebukes Baruch for something. Jeremiah was placed in a dungeon, in stocks. He was beaten. He was hunted down. Now, Jeremiah is not a pawn in Baruch, his assistant's hand, nor anyone else's hand except God's. So what's happening here is these people have asked Jeremiah to pray for them and get God's direction. When Jeremiah gives it to them, they refuse it. They are actually sinning against the Holy Ghost. You remember Jesus Christ speaking of the unpardonable sin? That was in the context of man saying, well, the words of Jesus are not the words of God, but of Satan. And they refused to acknowledge God's word in this passage because it testified against them. And they simply didn't want to hear it. And some act like they love God and they say all the right words, yet they keep exposing themselves to the willful temptation. You might say the Egypt option. And these people make arrangements with the world. They flirt with sin. They wink at evil. One might say they play hands with Satan. Yes, as they said, whatever God tells you, we'll do it. But they won't do it if it interferes with the lust of the flesh. Oh, they'll sing the hymns lustily. But their thinking is actually fully lust. These in our text have their argument, but they don't have a testimony. Do you remember the verse back in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 about those who have the hope of the resurrection and one day being like him? It says there, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Well, people that look to eternity and look to lay up reward and are looking at heaven and look at this life as only a pilgrimage, they don't mind the fact that they're rejected by this world. They're living for that eternal world, so they purify themselves. They want to take as much reward into heaven as they can. And so, they that have the hope in them purify themselves. Well, people that live for this life, they don't do that. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.